Okay, good evening. So, this will be the last class on Inyanei Chanukah. I will be leaving next week for a couple weeks. When I get back, Wednesday, so probably the following week, I want to make sure Shiran has able to come by that time. B'Shah Tova, be a healthy baby. Let his wife recover for a little bit, and then he'll be ready to go. And I will be ready to go as well. We are going to be doing, when I return, we're going to actually pick up with the laws of candlelighting Friday night. I actually got a couple questions. Past week, we just did candlelighting. So, the questions we'll discuss is when you light candles, if you're eating out, where do you light, right? All those type of vinyanim will start. And then we'll actually go through some of the malachas of Shabbos, muksa, those type of sugyas. But we'll be jumping around Masechah Shabbos. For those shirim, I'm going to give the Gemara Makomos probably early in the week. And we'll go through it. And we'll do it, you'll learn Shabbos the right way, instead of opposed to just hearing halachas Friday night, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We'll get through the sugyas, and we'll get a deep understanding. When I pick up a Chaf Gimel Beis, the truth is, I thought I was going to skip this, but I said, you know what, it's an important sugya. It's not pertinent so much to Hanukkah, but people should see this. So we started where we left off. Below the Shem and Tzreifa. You can't light Shabbos candles with Shemen Sreifa, with burnt oil. In fact, the Gemara asked the Gemara, my Shemen Sreifa, what is Shemen Sreifa? Amar Rabba, says Rabba, Shemen Shal Truma, Shinitzma. So what's Shemen Sreifa? It's Shemen of Truma, which became Tamei. So, of course...
Nothing to do with it being burnt?
Balt, wait. You gotta be patient. So then, the Gemara asked Judge's question. What is Shemen of Truma that became Tamei called Shemen Sreifa? What am I calling Shemen Sreifa? Howel uvish Sreifa Aymed. The Balt, since Shemen of Truma, which comes Tamei, has he burnt? So it'd be called Shemen Sreifa, which means it's going to be burnt. Shemen Sreifa means oil that has to be burnt. It has to be burnt because people will use it to use Tamei Dikatruma as a serious Isser. Actually, we mentioned that tonight, parenthetically, which is about Netilas Sedayim, right? It's a serious Isser to use Shemen or any item which is Trume, which is Netimea, which is Tamei.
Well, why would one think that you could even use it? This is Tommy said you have to burn it. Of course, it's burning in it. That you could use it for
Shabbos candles.
That you could use it for the mitzvah of Shabbos candles. This Tommy stuff that you got to get rid of because it's Truma. It's Tommy's. So you got to get rid of it. And the proper way to get rid of it is burning. But you could use it at the same time. That's what one would think. I mean, I would be surprised.
We should wait to see what the Gemara has to say. It's, you're asking, well, you remember Jesh and the Gemara's kashas.
That means they must be good.
They must be good. Well, the Gemara actually assumes that you could use it. Not like judge's surprise. The question is why you can't. Right? So why can't you? And we'll see in a second why you can't. Because the Mishnah says say you can't use Shemen Sreifra, this oil, this Tmeya Truma on Friday night. With Shabbos, my time alone. Mitoich shemitzo alav levaro, gezeiro shemayita. Right? wait, no questions. On Shabbos, why can't you use this oil? So the Gemara says it's mitzvah alav levaro, gezeiro shemayita, because there's a mitzvah to burn it. We're concerned people will be overly zealous because it's a mitzvah to burn it. You know, it's a mitzvah to get rid of this stuff. So they'll touch the oil to make sure it burns well. Just like, by the way, you can't read by a candle on Friday night because it'll tilt the oil. So to here, you'll be concerned about tilting it because it's not just their Friday night candles that you're lighting over here. You're worried about burning the oil itself. So then on that, right? Well, then if that's the case, if it's only a question of moving the oil, then on Yom Tov Shimutar. Well, on Yom Tov we know where you can use existing fire, right? You can cook with it, you can transfer the candles. So then why does the next Mishnah, Chaf Hei, talk, say that on Yom Tov, Alama Mitzvan, the next Mishnah, Ema Likin, B'Shevan Tzvani for Yom Tov, Gezer Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. So he says, why can't you do on Yom Tov? He says it's a Gezer Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. Right? It's a Gezera Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. And so you have to say it's like a Chad Gezera. Rav Chista, where's Rav Chista, Rosh Hashiva? No.
Surah.
Surah. Beautiful. Yeah. Where's
Rabbah? Rabbah and Ravina. Rabbah and Ravina.
See, the judge is ready tonight. He's on fire.
Rabbah and Ravina?
Ravina, we haven't discussed Ravina. Ravina is 500 years later, 400 years later. Okay. 300 years later, I should say. Rava is from Pupadisa. That's your thing. Rava. So Rav Chista Amar L'Shema Yata L'Chashina. What are you talking about, Gezeras? Elahacha, what are we talking about? Yom Tov, the Mishnah says Yom Tov is Aser. It's Yom Tov Shechal Lios Erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov comes in Erev Shabbos, Askinan. So we're talking about, the whole Mishnah is talking about, over here on Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, which falls in Erev Shabbos. So what's the problem of burning this oil on Yom Tov? The fish ain't surfing kachin biyotiv. The halacha is you're not allowed to be serif kachim, which are not good, right? If kachim become tame, who can eat kachim? We just talked to the tonight, a kohen. And who can eat truma? A kohen, right? As a general, kachim is for kohanim. We eat kachim when on Pesach, we have the korban Pesach, we have to, before we do that, we have to get alt katar, we have to go, you know. So, you can't, but the halacha is you can't burn kachim on yavtiv. Amadektani Sefer, the Mishnah says in Chaf Hei, which says 2 blah from now, that you don't, you, but Shemin straight for Yom Tov, you can't burn burnt oil on Yom Tov. Mechal Deresha, which means that our Mishnah, talking about Shabbos, should not be talking about Yom Tov Askinan. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, gave Shiran a pass over here, told where Chanina is from. Rabbi Chanina Misura, no, my time, Kamar. He's just expounding on it. My tam emalikim b'shem and sefer b'yomtiv, right? Why the Mishnah there is saying, why do we not? He's explaining to me. He's just saying, why do we not use shem and sefer on yomtiv? For one reason, b'fisha ein sorfen kachim yomtiv, not yomtiv atu Shabbos, but rather we don't burn kachim on yomtiv. Tani kavaster of chesta. There's a brisa that goes like Rav Chista, called Eilu Sha'amru, Ein Malikim Behem B'Shabbos, Malikim Behem Yom Tov, Chutz B'Shem and Sreifa. Alright, we could, all the things that you say you can't light on Shabbos, you could light on Yom Tov, because again, you could transfer fires on Yom Tov, it's not a problem, we're not worried about the oil going out, you can always transfer a fire, Yom Tov is not such a big deal. Except for one of the things that it should be Aser, Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that is Shem and Sreifa. Now, right, so, what? That's what we're talking about, yeah. And, but my El Malikin is Shem and Sreifa. We don't like
with Shem.
No, for this reason's right here. Shem and Sreifa, for this reason's over here. Huh? Next by Yom Tov. That's Yom Tov. So why did I want to make sure we do this? First of all, people should know Salah Chatzit. But here's the Kasha. Look at the next Taisus. The Gemara next will go into back to Chanukah. Does this combine anything with Chanukah survey says? Zero, zilch. So the Gemara then is going to go out talking about Alanisim, all the laws of Alanisim, which we haven't done yet. So look at the first Taisus. The next thing, Abayluhu, Malahazkir, Taisus. It's the 1, 2, 3rd Toises of the Chaf Dalam and Aleph. Mm-hmm. We haven't started the Gemara, but I wanted to see the Toises for a second. Ibayiluhu, Malahazka Shal Chanukah, but it's the Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask, we'll see in a minute, what about mentioning Chanukah Al Hanisim in Birchas HaMazon? Tema, Frek Toises, Toises is flabbergasted. Tema Zaka, it's not an Intaymar, it's a Shtarka Kasha, right? The Hach Milsa, Havilasuke Leel. You should have brought this whole thing of Al Nisim before Shem and Sreifa. It looks like Chanukah This is not Mesechus Chanukah, it's Mesechus Shabbos. Why are we bringing Chanukah? Because we're talking about Shabbos lights. We compared Shabbos lights and the Chanukah lights. We started to get into it. But we left Chanukah. We went back to Shabbos lights. Why here? Why here are we bringing in the Halachas Al Nisim? Should have been, if we're going to do Al Nisim, bring it before Shemen Sreifa. Because from right after this little Al Nisim, then we go back for Shabbos and we don't see Chanukah again. The next reference in Mesechus Chanukah about anything about Chanukah is in Baba Kama. Right, that's like a Mishnah, an Agam Mishnah. So what's it doing here? Or a better question is, why does Shemen Sreifa interrupt the Sugis of Chanukah? So I saw a couple of terutzim. The Rajba quotes his great Rebbe. Rajba had two Rebbeim. Everyone knows his Rebbe was the Ramban. Of course, Rajba. Who's Rajba? Alex. Can anyone help out your neighbor who's Rajba?
Or Shmuel, huh?
You like your name, right? Shmuel Ben Adaris. Where is he the Rav?
Where? Spain.
Good, where? Where's the 1992 Olympics? I'm giving you a hint.
Let's say Cordoba.
Where's the 1992 Olympics?
Barcelona.
Barcelona. So he's a Rav in Barcelona. He was a Talmud, not only with the Ramban, but the Talmud Rabbi Nehina. Of course, Rabbi Nehina was when it was Ramban's in the Chutin. Their children married. They're also first cousins. So he quotes his Rebbe, and the Rajba's student, Ran, says the same teretz. I'm going to quote the Ran, because Ran says a little bit shorter than the Rajba. Says the Ran, the Rajba says the same thing over here, you can see it as well. So why is the sole sugya of Shemen Sreifa in the Rim Toimar? Lama hifzik bepiska velo b'shemen sreifa b'hil v'schanaka. What's this whole Gemara doing here? So says the Ran, and the Rashba again quotes Rabbi Yonah the same way. Yesh loymar yishum d'shaycha v'alakas near Chanukah b'shabes l'das Rabba. What did Rabba say? Rabba said, gezera what? Shemiyata, that we can't light Shemen Sreifa. Why? Because you'll move it. You'll end up moving it. So says the Rashba and the Ran, well, that means even Friday night in Chanukah, the same halach would apply. Usually, you could use Shemen Sreifa for Chanukah candles, right? Doesn't say anything about Chanukah candles, Shemen Sreifa. It's only psul for Halacha Shabbos. According to Rabbah, why can't you use Shemen Sreifa? Because Gezeira Shemen Yata, you'll pour it. There's no reason you can't use it for Chanukah, right? Even Rav Chista, the whole reason you can't use it is because ain't surfing Kachim Yomtif. And now Rabbah would say that's only Kachim, that's nothing to do with Truma. Don't start mixing and matching over here, right? So Rabbah says it's Gezeira Shemen Yata. So that would mean even by Chanukah candles, if it's Friday night, you have to know you can't use Shemen Sreifa, right? So that's what it says the Rajba and the Ran. That's the reason this is brought in. Because we're dealing with oils, you have to know there's something you can't light Chanukah candles with Shemen Sreifa, because according to the Rab, there's no difference between the Chanukah candles and the Shabbos candles. And the whole concern is that you'll end up pouring it and moving it because you want to make sure that you do a good job burning it. It should apply just as much as the Chanukah candles are Friday night. Cows.
It would be very contrary to Chanukah to light the Shem that's Tamei, because the whole mess was that they didn't have pure oil.
You're right.
So they would light it.
You're right. But what if you only had Shemen Sreifa? What if you only had Shemen Sreifa?
I guess you would light it.
But here you wouldn't. If Chazal say that you can't light it Friday night and Rabbis you can't light it, then you wouldn't do the mitzvah.
Yeah.
You're right. I first day it's no one's saying to you Shemen Sreifa and say, feel like a Halakha Yid doing, a holy Jew doing that. We're talking what you could, what you could do, what you can't do. We're halacha. Not right now, it's not hashkafa. And halacha, you can use it. But you know when you can't use Shemen Sreifa for Chanukah candles? When it's Friday night. The Maritz Chis, the great 19th century Maritz Chis, says even better. He says, you know what? You see from Rabba, Rabba says, Kzir Shemen Yata Friday night. That's only Kashab's Friday night. But you know what? That means all the nights of Chanukah you can't use it. Even the weekdays. You know why? Because you see that we're concerned that we're going to go ahead and tilt the candle to make sure it burns really well. Well, then you'll do that in the weeknights as well, because it's Chayv Levayer. Shemen Sreifa, the whole name comes from it, because you're coming to burn it. So even on a weeknight, you'll make sure to move the candles to burn it. And first of all, you can't move the candles. Second of all, if you do that, it may not last for half an hour. So what really we're learning from this Gemara is you can't use Shem and Tzrei from Chanukah Kills. It doesn't say, but according to Rabba, it should come out. You shouldn't be able to use Shem and Tzrei from Chanukah Kills. And that's why this Gemara is over here. The Rashash, who's the Rashash? That's a trick question for you. Who's the Rashash? Is that a yes or no? I was hoping a Sephardi would go for the trap and say Shalom Sharabi, who was the great Makubal. But he wasn't. That's not the Rashash in the Gemara. It was an Ashkenazi named Shmuel Strajan, who was a banker. It's a muster for all the high-tech people in the room over here. Well, let's listen to this. Rashash was a banker. He was a Goyin Otzim. He's one of the greatest sages in Vilna 150 years ago, 200 years ago, 170 years ago. A banker. A Godel B'Torah, the Rashash. He had a printing press as well. Printed Torah. He's in back of all the Vilna Shasas. You have the Rashash. So Rashash says, actually, when it comes to, it has nothing to do with Rav Chista or Rabba, because he says, basically, don't give me like the Rashba saying, or the Ran saying, or even the Maratzchias is saying, it has to do with Lurin Chan. It doesn't say that. And first of all, according to Rav Chista, there's no Chiddush. Everyone, both the Rashba and the Ran's approach, and according to the Maratzchias, Rabba Shamiyata, but according to Rav Chista, this Gemara has nothing to teach us for us Chanukah. So Rashash says, what happened is that this Gemara is here because it discusses oil and wicks. And the previous few Dapim have all been on oil and wicks. So we put it over here to get it connected to oil and wicks, and then we bring down a side point of Al Hanisim. But the reason this is here is because it's still connected to oil and wicks of Shabbos, and the next sukkah is going to be a Yom Tov for oil and wicks. So it's here because of that. This finishes the sugyas of oil and wicks. And then we go on to Al Hanisim, which has nothing to do with that. Why did they bring this? Because, you know, again, it can't be that we're learning a sugya of Shas over here. There's a haphazard Gemara. Everyone has to know that there's a sequence of events in the Gemara. The Gemara is not haphazard, right? And even, like, if you wouldn't ask the Kashi, you wouldn't even think that Rabba's limud is a halach lamaisa. The way the Rashba was a gadol b'Torah, with the great Rishonim, brings down this halacha lamaisa. You cannot use Shem and Sreifa for Neres Chanukah, which you have to first ask the kasha to even get the halacha. Right? If you don't even ask why this sukkah is here, you won't even know this important halacha. I'm no Shem and Sreifa for Neres Chanukah. And according to Maratzchias, it's even greater. You can't use the Shem and Sreifa for all the days of Chanukah. And again, that halacha only comes from the kasha itself. Right, and the kasha is why this Gemara will be here otherwise. Now let's get back to Chanukah. Frak the Gemara Shaila. Ibailu. Mahu lahazkir shal Chanukah b'birchas hamazon. We have to go ahead and mention Chanukah, i.e. Al Hanisim, in birchas hamazon. Cave under the rabbanon who lo mitcharinan. Perhaps Chanukah, the whole Yom Tov is dirabbanon, right? Rosh Chodesh is diraisa in the Torah. Shabbos, pretty serious diraisa, right? Yom Tov, diraisa. So maybe Chanukah, and by the way, the same thing would apply to Purim. In that case, is dirabbanon, and therefore there's no mention of Al Hanisim, or any mention of Chanukah, benching in Berachas Hamazon, Dilma, other, or perhaps the Baalters Persumin Isa Matchirinan, because of Persumin Isa Matchirinan. Amar Rava said Rava, Amar Avschayra, in the name of Avschayra. Actually, just as a quick thing, whenever it says Amar Rava, Amar Avschayra. If it's Amar, it means he heard it from him. If it would say Amar Rava Mishum Rav Schoira, right? It means he heard it in the name of. Whenever it's Amar and Amar, it means he actually heard it from him. So Rava heard it from Rav Schoira, who heard it from Ravuna. So it's Amar. It's not those Mishums over here. Amar Ravuna. Eno Mazker. There's no halacha of mentioning Al Hanisim in benching. But if you choose to do it, v'im ba'al haskir, maskir, then you would be maskir. The hodah, of course, is Naida. Naida lecha. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, ikla lebe Rava. He went to the house of Rava. Savalat churibi bar Yerushalayim. He thought to go ahead and mention it in Bnei Yerushalayim. Amalu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told him, other gear says, say Rava, because he went to the house of Rava, right? But the Argir says Rav Sheshes. Amalu Rav Sheshes Ketfila. Oh, what are you bringing? What are you saying? Alan Isim, Bnei Yerushalayim. Now, why would he do about Bnei Yerushalayim, by the way, parenthetically? Well, to see, it's just a kasha. Why Bnei Yerushalayim? But he says, Rav Sheshes says, Nein! Don't do it in Bnei Yerushalayim. Do it like Tefillah. My Tefillah, Bahodah. Tefillah, when do we bring out Alan Isim? Ma'idim, which is Hodah. Afbir, because a Mazim, Ma'idah. So, to be a Mazim, bring it to Hodah. Do it by Naidah. Zakht Rashi, Bebirchas Amazim. The Gemara is kasha. The Gemara doesn't ask about Ibailuhu, do we say Alan Isim in davening? Says Rashi, you know why? Bitfilah, Shmanasri's Pfitalan Shari, Lahalalahida, Nikbu. We actually saw in Rashi Shitas earlier that we say it's for Halalahida. Loimas Kirinan, Lokayavu Lahazkir. We don't have to, there's no Chiv to, the Gemara says, you don't have to remember it. Eno Mazkir, Eno Tzarek Lahazkir. But then at the end it springs down, Matfilah Birchasadab, but if you're going to do it, should do in Hoda, the Hakula Milsa, the Chanak, Ikar La Hoda Netkana. Right? So we bring down, again, Chanak is the Hodos Ula Halal. And so to Bebirchas Amazes, Behoda Bebirchas Aretz. Taisa says, in Mahola Hasfish, Chanak, Bebirchas Amazen. So Taisa has the same Hanacha, the same presumption as Rashi. Neither Taisa nor Rashi have any Kasha that for sure the Gemara does not need to ask Ibailo, do we say Al Nisim in Shmon Esther? Of course we do. Taisha says it a bit little Andrish. Rashi said what? That Tefillah is Pshita. Why is Tefillah Pshita? La Halal Lohadis. Taisha says Tefillah is Pshita Lohi Demas Shun Tefillah B'tzibur Hu V'ika Persuminisa. There's Pirsumanis in Tefillah, which, why is it Pirsumanis? Because you'll say Al Nisim by Chazar Sashatz. By the way, that's why I said whoever davened Mincha or Shachris, they got an extra Pirsumanis, according to Shidus Taisvus and Al Nisim, in Yeshivas Lakewood HaKadosh, BMG. The whole year, they do Heche Kedusha by Mincha. Heche Kedusha by Mincha. Chanukah, they don't. Because it's Taisus. Is an Indian person Manis and say Alanisim. To do a whole Shwana Esrei, they hold like the Minig was in many Lithuanian yeshivas, that Seder Hayom by yeshivas was the Takana for Chazar Sashatz was for Bate Knesios, or for Shoals. Why did they start Chazar Sashatz and Shoals? Amearetz. People don't know how to read. Yeah. No one going to yeshiva doesn't know how to read. You're in big trouble if you don't know how to read. Right? So there's no Indian to do Chazar Shashat Tefillah. So by Mincha, now by Shachris, that's not the case because for various reasons, but there's Duchening and all kinds of reasons not to do by Shachris. But by Mincha, the Minhag is in certain yeshivas, is that they do Hecha Kedusha. Chanukah, they do a full Chazar because of this Taisus. And that's not just in Lakewood. In Philadelphia, she's the same thing, but it's because of Persumanis, which means if anyone got the Schos Daven for the Amid and Chanukah, you get an extra Persumanis. It's not just Chazar Shashatz, all the extra brachas and amens. A person got to do Persumanis. It says Taisvis. So by Tefillah, not because Lahal Lahidis, but Persumanis. Vabirka Samazon, Shubayis. It's not so much Persumanis. Right, you saying Al Hanisim in your benching by yourself or in your office, right? Where's Persumanisa? Well, it's not so Persumanisa. Look at Kol Ha'etz. It's not such a Persumanisa. The next Taisa says Maskir B'Hayda. The Rav Sheshes told him. He told Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, you Maskir B'Hayda, just like in Shmona Esrei, you Maskir B'Hayda. Don't do my benching. Don't say Bon Yerushalayim. Why is it to Al Hanisim? Why do you mask your Bahota in Shmona is the Al Haniyasim is Hodahi Velo Tefillah, which means that it's the Nusach of Hodah. Mm-hmm. Tefillah is, in this case, means a supplication. Right? Al Haniyasim is like, Hodah literally means testimony. You know, it's not thanking, it's actually giving testimony on it. I saw it say for Nachlas Yankiv, he wants to know what's the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Apparently there's two Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The first Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos is why we say it in Tefillah. It's according to Tosfos. Right? You say it in Tefillah because of Persume Nisa. According to Rashi, it's the Halahodas. The second thing is when Rashi says, when you put it in Tefillah, when you put it in Bebirchus Hodah, Rashi says, the whole thing of Chanukah is Ikur Lahodah Nitkana. Tosfos doesn't sound like it. Tosfos says, Be'etzem, it should be in Uvnei Yerushalayim. But you know why you don't put it there? For a technical reason. The way the Tefillah is written, it's not a Tefillah. It really doesn't belong in Noideh. It belongs in Uvnei Yerushalayim. But we have a problem putting it there. Because of the way it's written as a Hodah, not a Tefillah. So, in Shmona Esrei, it shouldn't be by Moedim. Should be back by Uvnei Yerushalayim earlier. Why do we put it later on? Because later on has nothing to do with supplications. We're in the middle of we asking Hashem, Uvnei Yerushalayim, give me das, give me wealth, give me health. You're not going to put the Al Haniyasim there. Even though, according to Tosfos, it sounds like it should be there. All Tosfos is saying is, it's not Al Haniyasim, it's a Hodahi. It's not a Tefillah. The way all this was written should be. So Sefer Nachasakov says you see a fundamental difference how Tosfos and Rashi understand what Al Haniyasim is. Rashi, and really it's Meduik from Rashi earlier, Rashi understands Al Haniyasim. Al Haniyasim is a din in Lahal Hodais. Right? Rashi even said earlier when he said Lahal Hodais, that's what Rashi said. Remember Chafal from the days? Washtay to Rashi, when the Gemara says that it was Niskan Lahal Hodais. So Rashi said, "Asmi asam yom tov behal of hodah." It says lahat likros halo to say halo and what lo yimer al hanisim behodah to say al hanisim behodah. That's how Rashi learns it. According to Tosfos, you don't have to say al hanisim behodah because it's lahal lahoides. It's because of persume nisa because of. It's just the way it's written. Tosfos does not understand Al Haniyasim is a din in Lahal Lahoides. Tosfos understands Al Haniyasim is a din in remembering the Yom Tov. Just like you have Yalev Vayavo, you have Al Haniyasim. But not that it's halacha of Lahal Lahoides. It's a din in remembering the day. Now, I didn't see the Nachlas Yaakov explain this, but really, according to Rashi, it's a Middle Shul Shir by Purim. Because we do the same thing by Purim, and there's no Lahal Lahoides by Purim. So, again, I'm not sure why I didn't bring this down, but I'm understanding it myself. Tosfos is much more geschmack, right? Tosfos is much more geschmack because we also have an Al Haniyasim by Purim, and there's no Lahal Lahoides by Purim. So maybe Pasha should be like Tosfos, right? Ah, you're right, Al Haniyasim sounds like Lahal Lahoides. It does sound like Rashi when you first hear it, but you think about these same halachas are by Purim. Right? The same halachas are my purpose. So really, Tosfos is more geschmack. I think, before Miriata, I didn't get to think it through enough. Tosfos sounds a little bit better, the way the Nachlas Yaakov divides it. Another kasha. Shulchan Aruch says,
why was the Al Haniyasim given to Hodah in the first place, both Purim and Hanukkah, in Tefillah? That was
according to who? Tosfos or Rashi?
Well, I know what Tosfos have to say why Purim was put into Moedim?
For a very reason, because it can't be earlier, because it's about the first time it could be bring down, because it's Lashon, it's language, it's not of supplication.
What was the primary reason? Was it because of the Lashon? When was it established? It was established by... The Tefillah was already there, right?
What?
The Tzuras HaTefillah.
No, what are you talking about? The Shmona Esrei was way before Hanukkah. Shmona Esrei was before Hanukkah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. When they composed it, they knew...
But Al Haniyasim was afterwards. They made Al Haniyasim after Hanukkah.
Okay.
Right? So Shmona Esrei had been already created. So when they did Al Haniyasim,
right.
So it wasn't a supplication, so they put it there simply because of that reason. That's how Tosfos understands it.
But they could have composed it differently, right? And, so it fits wherever they want.
Whatever. You know, that kind of conscious, they thought this is the best way to do Al-Anisim.
Yeah.
So if they wanted to compose it, that's but the Gemara is coming hundreds of years after that reality. So it's kind of trying to put it into place. You want to know why they didn't do that? It's a good question, but it's not the Gemara. That's not this Gemara. That's okay. A why. We're doing the what's over here. We have certain facts. No, now we're doing the what's. Right? So if they really wanted to, of course they could have done that way, but they didn't do it that way.
It's just strange, arguing that belongs to a different place, if they compose it in a way that...
No, Taisa is just saying... That Be'etzem has nothing to do with Al Halahadas.
Okay.
It's a Hazkara, right? It's a Hazkara like Yalav Yavo. When do we do Yalav Yavo? Before Amayidim. It could have been the same place. Mm-hmm. The only problem is that it doesn't fit into that, doesn't fit in over there. So let me put it over here. That's what Tyson is saying. You're post facto, but why at that time did they do it that way? It's a different kasha. That's not what the Gemara is discussing, though. She was doing what the Gemara is discussing. Okay. Speaking of the Gemara discussing, Gemara seems to be very problematic the way we come out. At least we seem to be very problematic. Halacha says in Shulchan Aruch, Tof Reish Pebeis, Kol Shmonis Yimei Chanukah, all 8 days of Chanukah, Oimer, Al Hanisim, Birkas Hamazon. You say Al-Hanisim in Birkas HaMazon, benching. And where Birkas HaAretz, by Noah Delecha, Uvetfila Birkas Maidim, Uvetfila Birkas Maidim. Then he says, if he didn't say it both in Shona Esrei, or in benching, Imak Sinus, so you don't have to go back. Then he says, if you remember how you can remember it in Shona Esrei at the end, remember it in benching, then find. Kasha. How did Gemara come out? Shulchan Aruch, by the way, Rambam and Hilchos Brachos says the same thing. Did our Gemara say, the Gemara asked, do we have to say Al Hanisim and benching? How did the Gemara come out?
If you want to.
What?
Well, if you want to.
That sounds like to me. Does the Gemara say you have to? So anyone think the Gemara says you have to bench Al Hanisim? You should bench? And the halacha is you're supposed to say it. Now, if you forget, you don't say it. But where in the world is the Machaber? Rambam and all of them coming out, you have to go ahead and bench. The Gemara said, you don't have to remember in a mazkir. But if you remember, you should do it hadah. And then the guy went ahead and he said in the wrong place. They corrected him. Where in the world do you get that there's a chiyuv to do it? Did anyone look at this Gemara beforehand? Ask this kasha. Should ask this how? Why? Where do we? How come in benching we do it? The Gemara, we have a Gemara here that doesn't say that.
I understand that the question is whether we are obligated to sing because of.
So we are. Of course you should say it. Everyone says you should say it. Right? The Mechaber says you say it. He doesn't say if you want to. He doesn't say if you want to. Right? So the Rosh Yeshiva asked this kasha. Who's the Rosh Yeshiva? Jonathan Kay.
I don't know.
Have you heard of the Rosh Yeshiva before?
I've heard from the rabbi.
So you're going to remember this the rest of your life. No. The Rosh Yosef is the Prima Gadon. Who's the Prima Gadon? Who's the Prima Gadon? Prima Gadon is one of the greatest Mefarshim of Shulchan Aruch. The Rav of Tumim from Frankfurt. The great Rabbi of Frankfurt. 18th century Rav from Frankfurt. Says the Rosh Yosef as follows. They say, Borei Nefashos Baruch Atah Adonai, Ha'inu Melech Olam. Borei Nefashos, Rois, Chasmen, Al-Kumah, Shebaras, Achios, Ba'mefesh, Kolchai, Baruch Chelim. So it says the Reish Yosef, Omer of Sheshes Ketfila, the Rif. Who's the Rif? Who's the? I'm gonna give a softball to Yecheskel. It was his birthday today. Give a softball. Who's the Rif?
He helped you out.
He's nice to you on your birthday.
Very nice.
Hey, Yitzchak Fassi was the great 11th century. He was in Spain. He had to leave to Morocco. He had to run for his life to Morocco. He was the Rebbe of the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rif, the Rosh and the Rambam, primarily. So the Rif and the Rosh both say, Pasku, both the Rif and the Rosh Pasku, by benching, The Imratz Mazkir. If you want to, you can remember. But if you don't have to remember, there's no need to say Al Nisim. If you want to, go ahead and do it. But if you don't, there's no need to say it. Not like the Shulchan Aruch. It's how the Rif and the Rosh Paskin. Huh? Not Shachach. You don't have to say it at all. What are you listening?
No,
you're arguing the Rif and the Rosh.
No,
Shachach, for sure you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. You know what I'm saying? Like the Gemara says, if you want to say it, say it. If you don't want to say it, in a mask. Gemara, she says, the Gemara says you don't have to say it. Okay? But if you want to say it, there's a proper place to say it. Above a Shulchan Aruch, Pasuk, the mask, as we just saw over here. I am the Kesef Mishnah. Who's the Kesef Mishnah? Who's the Kesef Mishnah? Who? Rabbi Yosef Karo. It's a Shulchan Aruch's commentary on the Rambam. Says the Kesef Mishnah. That not only does the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam paskin, they have to, you in theory should say Al Nisim. I'm not saying have to, should say Al Nisim. But the Rambam says as well. So where are they coming from? The Rosh Yeshiv gives three explanations. Explanation number one is the way he understands it. When Rosh Yeshiv says Ketfila at the end of this Gemara, Matfila Bahida, he's actually arguing. He's actually arguing on the previous Gemara. Doesn't sound like it, right? And that's why the Rif and the Rosh, you know. But really, it's Ketfila. No, it's like Tfila. And Ketfila means just like Tfila. Tfila, of course, we all say Yalan Nisim, right? No one, as Rashi and Taisa pour out, the Gemara doesn't even ask that. That's partially you say Yalan Nisim by Tfila. They may argue on the reasons, but they definitely say it by Tfila. So when Rashi says Ketfila, right? He literally means Ketfila is Avod Hachi.
So it's not only in the place and the Avodah like Tfila, but also obligation like Tfila.
And he did it that way, yeah, exactly. That's how they, number two, which is, because that's a little schwer, because the Gemara doesn't sound like that. That's why he has to give three reasons. Number two, just like Marv, like when the time of the Gemara, was Marv or Rosh Hashanah Chayva. Daf you want to brachas, by the way.
What daf?
Okay, so you're not liable yet. By the time the Gemara starts off, it was Rishus, but then they took a lot as a chayva. By the time the Gemara is done, it became an obligation. So we all daf in Ma'ariv. Someone is not in Ma'ariv here. They're chutz l'machana. I tell them if you're a lazy bum. Are you not from? But somebody thinks that they don't have to daven Ma'ariv. They're not nice farf. It's not, of course, not because of that. We today, everyone daven Ma'ariv. Ladies, it's a question, do ladies have to daven Ma'ariv? Even according to the opinions, a woman obligated to daven, right? But maybe women weren't exactly Ma'ariv. But we, all from Jews, that's what I meant to say, all from Jews daven Ma'ariv. Somebody who's barely religious, you know, I remember I was younger, to this day, I'll never forget this guy told me, He never benched the guy. He sits, eats bread, gets up and walks away. He said, with my eye, I bench on Shabbos. Doesn't bench the whole week. Very modern Orthodox person. And the benches on Shabbos. So that's like crumb, right? People who don't have a Ma'ariv. So if you're not so religious, you don't know any better, it's one thing. But to not have a Ma'ariv, because it's Rishus. Against Chazal, we accept it as a chayva. So of course we daven Ma'ariv. Now some people are weaker. We're weaker. I'm not talking about those people, but to not daven Ma'ariv. So he says just like Ma'ariv originally was a rishus, and we accept it as a chayva. So too, even though the Gemara here seems to come out that really Anisim and benching is a rishus, but we took it on as a chayva because the Gemara actually gives a place mark for where to do it. People started to do it, and that became the halacha. That Shulchan Aruch brings out the halacha.
In Ma'ariv, did they say it's chova?
In the Gemara says we're mekabel ourselves kechova.
But it doesn't say this about here. So how is it the same?
Same idea.
Same idea.
But the process to be if it says in the beginning no, but in the end of the Gemara it says it's not a shit anymore.
Wait. It means that it's not mesakeh zechova. We took it on. So we took this on also. It's not, right? That's all he's saying. It doesn't say in the Gemara. It says the Rishonim already bringing it down. Kechayva. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You have to do it. Where is the Shulchan Aruch coming from? He says, Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes it, by the way, he just says this Gemara. So he says that it was originally a rishos, like the Gemara says, and they took it on kechoyva. Number three, and this is really the Lecha Mishnah. Where was Lecha Mishnah? I'll make it easy. Where was he, the rabbi? Where was Lecha Mishnah, the rabbi?
Prague.
It's always a good guess, by the way, these days. He was Sephardi. He was rabbi in Turkey. And Turkey used to have Gedali Torah. The Rias of Kar lived in Turkey at one point. The Matbeat. Rabbi Kuli lived in Turkey, who wrote the Miyam Loez. His Rebbe was a Mishlam Melech, lived in Turkey. So the Lecha Mishnah, it's Kosov, that the Yerushalmi, Talmud Yerushalmi sounds like it's a Chayva. So when you learn the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem, remember we learned Yerushalmi, we're not done yet, right? You learn Yerushalmi actually brings down Kechayva. So then if it's Kechayva, then you should not even have to be Chayzer. But since the Bali doesn't come that way, so we go ahead and we say it in benching and in davening. But if you forget it, the Baal doesn't say it's a chayva. You don't have to repeat it. But the Baal, the Yerushalmi, that's why we go ahead and say it in benching. But no matter what, you have to understand how this Gemara comes to what we do practice the Lacha. So again, Rosh Hashanah gives three terutzim. Either we can understand Rosh Hashanah as a chayva, either it's Rosh Hashanah or Mekalpa. It has nothing to do with this Gemara. If you pass off this Gemara, you would say you're not obligated. But there's Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says kechayva. The Talmud Yerushalmi sounds that way. Okay.
Based on the first explanation, how do we know we have to say alnisim tefillah? Where do we learn that from?
No, the Gemara says alnisim tefillah. The Gemara assumes that it's only Rashi in Tosfos, so it doesn't say it here. But Rashi Tosfos says tefillah is pshitalei. Everyone says the Gemara only asks by shmona, only asks by benching. Because it's sim, of course we're going to say Al Anisim in Shemon Esrei. That's how they understand the Gemara. Rishonim. The whole question is only over here. And the way Rav Shesha says it is Matzvila Bahoda. It's clear that if you had to pick the source, it's Rav Shesha, because Rav Shesha, according to everyone, says in Tefillah we do it by Hoda, so which is a fait accompli. Of course we're doing it there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not a matter of dispute. Right, and the Gemara actually later on will ask about Hanukkah and Musaf, but everyone thinks Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. If they do it, there's no shaila about that. Yeah.
Chalish Chanaruv explained his Pesach himself. If you say that he doesn't go like Rambam or Rif, right? He has to have something to justify why he's saying that.
In the base, so he's if you also got a successor. It's very short. This is why the kasha, the Rishayz has to answer. Listen to how he says it. Perek b'mev alikin. Mefarsh time ishum debein betfilah b'mev birkos amazon. Sounds like in Rav Sheshes. Sarach lo'im birkos hoda mishum de kulim most of Chanukah ikra hoda. Because all of Chanukah is ikra hoda. Just says it like that. Like that just takes Rav Sheshes' end point and says it. Doesn't really explain. And the Rosh Yosef comes and asks, says, what do you mean though? It doesn't sound like this at all. Right? It doesn't clap over here. It should be that way. Another kasha. I'm sure everyone's thought about this before. So judge, do you say Alan Yitzvah in benching?
Yeah. Well, during Hanukkah.
You did. You said during Hanukkah. Okay.
Or
you wash for breakfast?
No.
Do you wash for lunch?
Depends if you're eating.
Yeah. Wait a second. He doesn't. I know what he eats. You wash for dinner.
If I'm having bread.
So once in a while you said Alanisha and benching. Yep. Okay. What do you usually eat for breakfast?
What do I have for breakfast? Probably have cereal.
Cereal.
Yeah.
You said Alamicha when you're done.
Yeah, try.
You said Alanisha and you said Avasam Chena Biyam Chanukah.
Probably didn't.
Probably didn't. Why not?
I'm not smart enough to realize I should have said it. I guess
we don't say the main show. No. I thought you'd be smart enough to ask, why are we saying it?
Okay, good.
Now, you see, you like to be the judge and cross-examine, but now you get cross-examined. I'm trying to teach, be empathetic for the poor people who are in front of you being cross-examined.
You forget. Is blessed,
yeah,
right?
When you're cross-examined, it's hard, huh? So let me ask you a question. Do you ever think about why we don't say anything about Hanukkah and Birkas and Me'in Shalom and Al-Nikha? No mention of Hanukkah, right?
We say for Rosh Chodesh.
Say for Shchedesh, we say for Yom Tov.
Shabbos.
But what about Hanukkah?
There's no Hada.
What?
There's no Hada.
There's no
Hada and Al-Makir.
Why not?
You don't have for Purim.
No Hanukkah, but why not? Has anyone ever asked this question before?
What?
Rabbanan? What do you mean, what's Rabbanan? So that's the Gemara's Kashya by benching. And we come out, we say it in benching. That's why that's the judge we call it. We all say it in benching, so if already say it in benching, shouldn't we say it in Alamecha? Alamecha is just a shorthand benching.
Right?
L'chayru, we should say it in benching. So, the kash is why. So, it's these terutzim I heard many years ago, that was in the Mir Yeshiva. One of them, I remember, I was at Nissim Kaplan's house, he said it's over. I've seen it since then again. The Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik from Boston. You know, that is Alex. Rabbi Soloveitchik, telling why you also? So he's me, he lived in Boston. Rabbi Soloveitchik. You know, in yeshivas, they always say, Rabbi Soloveitchik from Boston. His first cousin was in Yerushalayim, as a yeshiva called Brisk. So they say, Rabbi Soloveitchik from Boston, Rabbi Soloveitchik from Yerushalayim. Rabbi Soloveitchik from Yitzhak Khanan from Boston. He gives an answer. He says as follows, you know why we don't do it in Me'in Shas? Al Hamicha. Shmuel, you better listen, because I'm going to ask you this next year. I'm going to come over to you.
I'm listening.
Don't contradict so much. Listen. Right, why don't we say Al Hamicha? Why don't we do the benching? Says Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik. He says that the Etzem kind of sounds like Rashi, to be honest. That Al Hanisim in benching is a chilik of Neida. It's a chilik of Hodah. It's not a bracha b'fnei atzmo. It's not a zechira, right? When you have al yalav yavo, it's a zechira, right? It's a remembrance of the day. But al anisim in benching is ki'ilu part of noyde lecha. So you know, what do we do? It really sounds like Rashi, because the way he says it is that it's all been a hodah. When we mention the other things, right, like Yalav Yavo type stuff, it's not the halal hodas. It's a din of zechira. You have to remember Rosh Chodesh on benching. You have to remember, you're washing to a suda. Yalav Yavo, you have a chiv suda to do. It's a remembrance of it. But not that's noida lechas ahida. So if it's a din of noida, so that therefore he says when we have the al hamichya, it's a shortened version, just like havinenu. The Gemara says it's shortened Shmon Esrei. So to Alamichya is a shortened benching. But because it's part of Naideh, Lecha, once you chop it, it falls to the wayside, because you already have part of Naideh. You don't need an elongated Naideh. It means Chazal or Spesakin is an addition to Naideh on Chanukah, right? But once you're chopping it off, you already have Naideh. You don't have most of the whole brachas anyway. So that therefore, Al Hanisim, you don't have. So, by the way, the way Rashi Ber says it, doesn't the way we learn Tosfos tonight, it doesn't sound like it would be very geshmak on Tosfos. Works very nicely in Rashi. Tosfos actually learns Al Hanisim as like Rosh Chodesh and like Yom Tov and like Shabbos. So Aber Vos, you know that the nusach is different. Yeah, you know, Kasha.
No, there's still a lashon al hamicha of noidelecha.
But we only have part of it. It's a little bit. Al hamicha is a little bit of all the brachas, right? That's all. Bnei Yerushalayim. That's all a little bit of a. Bnei Yerushalayim. It's all a little bit. So, if it's only a part of noidelecha, we're not going to have it in there. You got that little bit of noidelecha anyways. You got a little bit of haida anyways. His uncle, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev, who's called the Briskerov, because Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had two sons. He had Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who went to was a Rosh Hashiva in Warsaw and ended up in Yeshiva University in Tzulchanan. And it was the older son. And there's a yeshiva called Torah Moshe in Israel today, named after him. And there's a lot of big sages that come from him. Yosher Ber Soloveitchik was his oldest son. And his brother, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev, the Briskerov, who became the next rabbi in Brisk, all the Brisk yeshivas in Israel, it's like they're diametrically opposed on many things, actually. Many Hashkafic things, for sure. But Rabbi Yitzchak Zev was the younger brother, son of Rabbi Chaim. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zev says differently than his nephew. They had a great respect for each other, but in the family, the Soloveitchiks are very, very close. Even though they have strong differences on opinions on certain matters. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zev says it a little bit differently. To me, I get the Briskerov a little bit better. He says like this. It's Gavaldic. It was worth it to wake up this morning just to hear this. Rabbi Yitzchak Zev. I love his teretz. Says the Briskerov, Al HaMichav, the fact that we go ahead and say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, even Rosh Hashanah, has nothing to do with Yalav Yavo or Al HaNisim. The fact that we mention Al HaMichav is not because of Yalav Yavo and Al HaNisim. Why do we say those things in benching? We don't say Hanukkah. What happens if you miss Ritzei in benching? You go back, you start benching again, right?
Yeah.
Shasha, this is a question, but certainly at night and during the morning of the day. What about Yalav Yavo on Pesach? Go back, do it again. Right? What about Rosh Hashanah? You go back and do it again. And though in Rosh Hashanah, a little bit of a shah, we possibly go back and do it again. Right? So, what happens though if you said Uvnei Yerushalayim and you didn't start the next bracha and you realize, oh no, I didn't say Yalav Yavo. Oh no, I didn't say Ritzei. What did you do then?
You might not say.
No. No. It's a bracha you say.
You have enough stuff.
It's a bracha, right? Many of the benches have a bracha. It's a bracha. It's a Shulchan Aruch. There's a bracha you would say after Uvnei Yerushalayim and before a Tov HaMeitiv. If you forgot to say, it's a bracha to say. I'm literally a bracha. And it's a bracha to say for God, Yalav Yavo, literally a bracha. Most benchers will have it at the end of benching. They put it, if you forgot to say, the Archul Siddur has it. If you forgot to say Ritzei, and you said it, you realize before Hatova Meitiv, say this blessing. So the Briskerov, the fact that we say it in benching, in Alamicha, is because it's a replacement for that bracha. There's brachas for Rosh Hashanah, there's brachas for Yalav Yavo, there's brachas for Ritzei and for Rosh Chodesh. There's no bracha for Chanukah and Purim. He says there's no bracha for Chanukah and Purim. There's no mention of it in Alamicha. Priskov then gives two proofs. Proof number one is, where do we add in Alamicha? Right? Where do we say on Shabbos, or Ritzei v'chitzei b'yom Shabbos is a, or Yom Tov Samchinu B'yom Chag Hazeh, or Zachrinu L'Toyv Zom HaZikaron HaZeh, where do we say it in Alamecha? Why don't we say it over here, or where we would say it in? We don't say it there, you know what we say it? We say it right at the end, after Uvnei Yerushalayim part, after we say, right, we have rebuilt Jerusalem, then we say it. Says the Briskerov, you know why you say it over here? You say it over here because it's in place of that bracha. It's not in place of Al HaNisim, or excuse me, of Yalav Yavo. You don't say it up here, it's in place of Yalav Yavo Ritzei. Because if it's in place of Yalav Ritzei, you should put it where it would be in the Alamichya. You don't do that. You put it over here at the end because it's in place of bracha. Just like the brachas, if you say it only after Uvnei Yerushalayim, so to here you say, and then he says, Gavaldik. He says, and you see that another proof number two is, what's the nusach you say on Al HaMicha every Yom Tov? What do we say? Samchenu b'yom chag, right? Samchenu b'yom chag hamatzos, b'yom chag katzos, b'samchenu, we should rejoice. We say Yalav Yavo, is it Lashon Samchenu? Anywhere there?
No.
No, you know where the Lashon of Samchenu comes from? The bracha. It's in the bracha. But you say that bracha, if you missed Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov, you say that bracha, there you talk about Simcha. It's not in Yalav Yavo. It's only in the bracha, which is a replacement if you didn't say Yalav Yavo. For Yom Tov?
No, I mean the bracha that you say if you missed it.
So there's a different bracha for Shabbos, different bracha for Yom Tov, different for Rosh Hashanah. But on Yom Tov is Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Asan Yom Tov Lam Yisrael Lesasun Lesimcha Ziyom Chakaz Baruchat Hashem Mekash Tov Asan. There's Malach Bracha you say, but that Lashon of Simcha is not in Yalav Yavo. It's in the bracha that replaces. By Yistoyis, when we say Alamicha, when we say V'samcheinu, it's not because of Yalav Yavo. It's because of the bracha. Well, since there's no bracha for Chanukah and Purim. There's no bracha v'chanukah in Purim, therefore there's no al hamichya mention of Chanukah in Purim as well. Okay, is that clear? I was going to do Anenu, which is a Taisvus down here, but we're out of time here to Shem sometime in the future. We'll talk about Anenu. Or if you're not fasting, say Anenu. I'll have to give a different time to do it. This ends this for this series that I give 8 shirim. After in January, we'll pick up with serious Shabbos sugyas. Emir Tzasha.
2 weeks?
No, 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah. Okay, I want to give you time to the baby.
Yeah. Well, you, just for me.
You're getting nervous over here, except if I tell your wife, you know? Okay, call Tov.